I'm going to read a short passage from Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. I'm sure you've heard this before. Verse 30, it says, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.' 'Martha, Martha,' the Lord answered, 'you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed even only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.'" So I'm sure we've all had the feeling when we're starting to get the tea ready in the evening for the family coming in, or for ourselves, and people are late for dinner yet again. And we start remembering that they said they'd be home in time, and they're not. We remember all other occasions where they were late, and how they are often late, and we start getting on our hobby horse, and we start thinking, this isn't a calf, I'm not running a calf here, why do people treat me like this? And before long, we can be quite upset, and we can get ourselves in a bad place. And that was really how Martha felt today. Martha had opened her home, it says. She had invited Jesus to come to her house. He was passing through with his disciples, and Martha asked him to come and stay. And as Jesus was sitting in the front room, as usually do, visitors do, she was getting the food ready. She was doing the dishes, she was putting the laundry in the machine, she was setting the table, she was wiping the kitchen floor, and she was getting tireder and tireder, more and more flustered, and starting to feel very hard done by. And what was worse was that Mary was sitting in the front room with Jesus. She was on the carpet, sitting at Jesus' feet, just listening to him and doing nothing, it seemed. And maybe she thought, I wish I could do that, in between the moments of resentment that she felt towards her sister. And then eventually, she can't take it anymore. Something snaps and she storms into Jesus and demands that he does something about the situation. And she said to him, "Lord, don't you care for me?" Well, we are often there, aren't we? People let us down. People disappoint us. People say things. People do things. Make us feel low. And we come to the Lord and we say, "Lord, why do you allow this to happen to me? Do you care for me at all?" She was in such a panic that she thinks that her master and her saviour is unfair to her. And of course she accuses Mary. She's lazy. Look at her. She's not helping me at all. Tell her to help me. Now the first thing is that the Lord Jesus totally understands how Martha feels. He does not put her down. He doesn't tease her. He doesn't try to laugh it off. He says her name. He says it twice. And he says to her, "You don't need to fuss, Martha. You don't need to fret. Only a few things really need to be done. All the preparations that you're doing aren't really necessary." In fact, he said, there's really only one thing necessary. And sometimes we get ourselves so busy. And really the busyness is just covering up our negative attitude towards other people around us. We get ourselves worked up to a state, we get angry, and then of course when family come home or our friends come round, we are grumpy and we just, you know, feel terribly hard done by. Everything's unfair to us. We wear ourselves out doing stuff that isn't even necessary. Jesus says to us, just leave it. We only need a few things in life. We don't need totally spotless houses. We don't need perfect furniture. We don't need perfect glasses. He says Mary is doing the better thing. She's spending time with me, listening to me and learning from me. And there's a great lesson here. Jesus is showing Martha that there's a better way than rushing around trying to serve him with the pots and pans. If he follows what he thinks that she should do, she will not be stressed. She will not be worn out running after other people. And Jesus tells us to step aside from our worries and the chores and the things that concern us. And they're legitimate things, they're perfectly good, but they can become bad, they can get in the way. And he tells us to spend time with him. How can we do that? We can't sit on the carpet and sit at his feet. Well, we have his word. We have his very words in the Bible. We can shut ourselves away in our quiet room and we can read our Bibles and think about what we read and let it seep into us. We can pray to him, and over time, as you do that, over time you will get to know him better. You'll get to know what he's like. But maybe you don't want to spend time with Jesus because he's a stranger to you, really. Maybe you avoid him because you know if you read the Bible, it will challenge you about things in your life that aren't really right. And Jesus requires that we put those things right and that we repent. But we don't read our Bible because you know what it says and really you don't want to know Jesus that well. And that's a pity, because as Jesus himself said, that is the best thing. To know him is the best thing. We're coming up to Easter and we think about what Jesus was prepared to do for us. How much he gave up. We will never understand how much he gave up. Even in his life, he gave up so many things so that we could have a real life. It would be great to have a person like that as a friend. Somebody who was willing to give up anything to help you. Somebody who was willing to teach you. Someone who was willing to comfort you whenever you're in trouble. But what keeps us away from him? Why don't we want that? Well, we're far too busy. Like Martha, we're far too busy. The cares of this life, we're more concerned about them. And perhaps even there's a coldness within our heart that we don't really want Jesus. We're just stringing along, hoping for the best. But this Easter, I ask you to step aside from all the housework, the shopping, whatever else that you're doing, and spend time listening to Jesus. Spend time reading his word. If you are not keen on reading, if you go online, you can get software that will read the Bible to you. If you've got a phone, you can get a free Bible on your phone and someone will read the Bible to you from the phone. Listening to Jesus, that's the most valuable thing that we will do, because when we spend time with him, it's like anybody else, when we spend time with him, we get to know him and we get to love him and we get to be close to him.